Dumelang Thobela, hello and welcome to this week's news wrap-up brought to you by the SL Cabinet. I am your host today, Gwena Mashale, joined by my colleagues Herman Molloy and Nandi Ntini. Guys, say hello.
Hi.
So we're the youth of today, bringing you all things new and current affairs. I hope you stick with us as we look at the week's biggest stories, talk about the controversies and laugh about the weird ones. Let's get comfortable and let's dive right in.
Okay, guys, our first story today is about Zizikota, who was facing charges of fraud at the Palm Ridge Magistrate Court. We've just been informed that the charges have been dropped. This relates to 1.68 million that he received from a friend. The friend was... So basically, the NPA was saying that he received money from a friend, but in return, he would negotiate tenders for him because he was close to government at the time. So yeah, basically the NPA now, they are saying, they haven't said their reason, but they are saying, hey chief, we don't have much on you. We'll try again next time. So guys, thoughts?
No, but my thing is, they're only saying that they don't have much on him only after McKay kept going back to the DPP, kept like going back to say, no, we want these charges dropped. So, and Zizikota this whole time, you know, he was quiet, was I'm ready for trial. Now, Jiggy Jiggy, oh no, okay, cool, I'm innocent, it's fine. It's no, so weird.
Again, so I need to jump in before you. But again, this guy has been saying, Zizikota said, hey Joe, I received money, a loan from a friend. And it was not even in connection to anything that has to do with government. He has been saying that in his affidavit, I remember I did the story. He said, I received a loan from a friend and I was going to pay it back. So now you guys are saying, no, the money was to influence me. And what's funny, it's how they even went to see how he used the money. They even looked at the accommodation in Saint-Chin. They looked at the PM that he purchased with the money. So, yeah, guys. So, is it a problem? I did love when I get an idea of I cannot poof.
Yeah, like, I don't know, even.
I got a million, I can poof.
But... yeah, I think what like what Herman is saying, honestly, coming to you and saying, can you please just borrow me some money? Like,
Mara, guys, let's not be hypocritical. At the beginning, when the news came out, everybody was like, yeah, he's guilty. Yeah, he's in the money. But yeah, he did this. Now, because the MP is dropping
But did he give the
like,
guy the tenders?
The
guy that he says that Umbolegimale, did he give him the tenders?
I'm not sure. I won't say it was the allegations. But again, he was not part of government. He was part of ANC at the time. So it's a bit challenging to say, yes, he got tenders from government and it's because of a friend. Because, I mean, Zizikota was the spokesperson at the time. Zizikota was the spokesperson of ANC at the time, not even in government. So yes,
but
ANC
he still had influence.
Party.
He still had influence.
But I think
how much influence do you have at that point?
I mean, you're a president of a whole Africa, American African ANC. National Congress. Congress. So it doesn't make sense for you to say that you don't have enough influence. You have a lot of influence at that time.
Being
you are
ANC,
the president, and but like you're saying, Vele, it now comes into scrutiny about whether or not Vele, it was just a friend giving money to a friend, right? But my thing there is that, so what exactly linked the allegations? What made it a crime? Then I think maybe that's what the MPA needs to literally look at. What exactly made it a crime? Was it the fact that Vele, he was just influential and it looked dodgy? Or the, what?
The crime, according to NPA, is that this guy was awarded tenders with government. And they're saying, no, you got them because you are related to this guy. Well, you have a friend.
Okay. I get that. But is there substantial evidence that says that Zizikota influenced Mang in the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture to give this one?
At this point, the fact that they have withdrawn the charges, it means
that they don't have substantial evidence.
Yeah. Mm. So they just throw the swing hope and hoping that fish will fly.
So is it the matter that now that that would then is it rightfully said? Is it rightful for us to say that the MPA or not even the MPA, the people who are investigating it, jumped the gun? Because at this point, it seems as if they jumped the gun.
It's premature to say that because, I mean, they have not released their reasons why they withdrew the case.
But it's the second case being withdrawn.
It's literally the second case being withdrawn.
It's not even the second case. There are so many cases.
Yeah,
that
like recently, Hemen, one is gone, the other one now it's gone.
No, it's very funny.
It's funny.
Oh, when are you going to Palapala? No, those people need to investigate. If they don't find anything,
Wait. Okay, so now, obviously, guys, this is breaking and breaking. So the MPA just released a statement right now.
Yeah.
They are basically saying the decision to abandon the prosecution is premised on grounds militated by the successful representation that were lodged by the accused with the office of the DPP. Basically what I said.
So, yeah. So they are saying the accused was able to convince us to say, I don't have
Jenna managed to convince the DPP to actually say that I did not commit anything. Yeah, I did not do anything wrong.
I was giving a friend money.
And so now they definitely dropped it. Okay.
So
I guess that's all we have to do in order for us to avoid crime. Go to the DPP and say,
yeah,
did
you convince
me to do that? Did I really do that? So, but yeah. I guess we'll see, guys. Mm. But wow, okay. But we'll take a listen to Pindi's voice note now, guys, just for a briefer explanation.
The Director of Public Prosecutions in Johannesburg, Advocate Andrew Chauke, took a decision to withdraw charges against Kodwa and Mekie. The decision was militated by the successful representations lodged by both Kodwa and Mekie with his office. In response to their representations, the DPP comprehensively studied the contents of the docket, the report of the regional head of the Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit and the prosecutor, and further had a consultation together with a panel of deputies that were advising him with the investigating officer and came to a decision that there are no longer prospects of a successful prosecution and therefore the only sensible thing to do was to abandon the prosecution. The NPA will continue to discharge its prosecutorial discretion without fear, favor and prejudice as mandated by the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa.
But you know what? I think court is fun. Court is fun. Court is interesting. There's a lot of things that happen in court that can change and can just completely shock you. And well, I guess Zizikota works free, guys. Let's go.
And learning also about how to rule a county.
Mm.
It's very interesting when you see the laws. I mean, last week I was covering the 25-year-old.
Yeah.
The 15-year-old who organized the murder of her family. And when she was charged 25, I was like, no, 25, it's too little.
It's too little. Mm.
But then when you read Child Justice Act, you get to understand, okay, that's the maximum number.
But the thing is, now you see with that case kind of like, it gives me like, these are two things, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that when she committed the crime, she was a child. But right now, she is not. And I think right now, she can face the maximum penalty as an adult. Ah, it's law. But it is what it is. Let's move, eh? The court is the court. Let's let the magistrates and the high court decide what happens. So guys, you know, cars are flying, basically. Né? Well, a particular car was flying this past week, right? And guys, this is about a soccer player, a Sekhukhune United soccer player from Limpopo, who was basically, his car was basically, it was video, there's a video circulating around, and his car was basically flying. That's how fast he was going. And he ended up in a car accident that tragically ended the life of a 9-year-old child. And the mother is still basically in hospital trying to, like, fighting for her life. Nandi, you did that story. Please tell us just, like, yo. Hey, tell us this.
Yeah, no, it was actually a sad story. Actually, going to the family was the sad part. Mm. Seeing the older sister of the deceased,
mm.
it was very sad. And the way she described her, and you could see what she said. Like, she kept on saying, "I can't cry, I can't cry."
Mm.
Because, I mean, her mother is in hospital.
Mm.
Her little sister is gone. And it's like her and her dad now. So they have to, I mean, stick out for each other.
Mm.
And also the father, you would like, it's very sad because he kept on also saying, this accident came as a shock because mm. it was nothing of the ordinary when they left in the morning. They go together to school
mm.
and yes. suddenly, mm. and the sad part was that we saw the video
mm.
and
I think with yeah, the video, I yeah, think everybody
it,
at this
it just
point
made
saw
things worse
mm.
for them, and to see that they'll keep on seeing that video since it's just there, it's very sad. It's
definitely it's a
sad story.
I mean, allegedly Sean is appearing mm. in court today on multiple charges. I think it's culpable mm-hmm. homicide, right. reckless driving or reckless endangerment, something along yeah. those lines. Mm. And I think it just goes to show you that, guys, like, people don't actually take, as much as we'd like to make fun of the whole drink and
yeah,
driving, as
I
much
like,
as we
I
like to, like, make fun of the people, you know, we see people about poos, blah, 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 in mm. the car, and we don't take it seriously. These things are very serious, and you can actually kill someone. I mean, mm. guys, the Department of Transport is not stupid when they say arrive alive.
Like,
they're not stupid when they say those type of things. And apparently, in the car, yeah, Sean, they found multiple substances. Mm. They found a powder that
edible,
they thought was a cocaine, an edible, blah, blah. And I understand that he was coming from a celebration.
From a game.
Mm.
A game a day before. And then he decided, or they decided, so they're not going to go with the team.
Mm.
They're going to celebrate because, I mean, alcohol, it shows that they were celebrating.
Yeah.
So, yeah. For me, it shows how fast a thing can happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, even if you check the video, it was a normal day, people mm. driving, cars mm. moving, and then all of a sudden, there's a car flying that's coming to your direction.
Yeah.
So it shows you at any moment, at any time,
something
can happen and something bad can happen.
And I think on that day, two lives were definitely destroyed. The family's lives was destroyed, but I think also Sean, he must forget about it.
It's just over for him.
It's shy for him.
But it's the same thing that Jup Jup did.
I was about to go in there. These soccer players do not learn from each other. They don't.
The same thing that Jup Jup did. And I mean, he's welcome back in the society
after he released the song.
He's doing Boya Jola 99. Mm. So I don't think we people get as mad as we should, Obo, because I know, yes, we deserve certain chances in life, but then let's wait against what. Because even Jup Jup killed Leonard, killed children. And the same way, because Lena, he was under the influence, allegedly.
Really?
But it was proven in court, so it's not alleged.
Mm.
It is a fact. And the Sean thing, it's a similar thing.
Mm.
And it took someone's life.
Mm.
So what are we saying? Are we saying he must come back after being rehabilitated?
Like for 25 years
he
or
must
less.
Come back. Yeah, after
I think,
5 years.
I think with certain cases, like, I think especially when you look at Becky, the Jup Jup one, you have, I would like to say, you know, those people who are apologists, they'll go, no, guys, he served his time.
Hey, guys, it doesn't matter.
Like he learned the lesson. Mara,
on
you
what
still,
cost?
But now you still, exactly at what cost? Mm. And then you also now, when you look at Jup Jup as a person right now, did he really learn his lesson? Does he look like someone who has repentance? Like, does he look like a character that has been rehabilitated? And then now when you look at Sean,
so what are you judging him by? People who are dating and you say, yeah,
like,
no, but I think this is
what are you waiting on?
No,
I just want to have a picture that she has. Of, I have to follow her. I mean, she's my colleague. I have to say, when she says Viva, I have to say, yeah, Amanda.
I think we're looking at the whole entire scale. I mean, Jup, ever since he's come back in, right? Come back out of prison, sorry. He has not been... You would think somebody who's gone to jail would not want to attract a lot of attention.
Yeah.
You would think he would not want to attract a lot of attention. True. You went to prison. People every day, but you went to prison for this and this. Right.
But then, okay, I get you.
Mm.
But then, the whole system of prison is to rehabilitate you and reintegrate you back to the society.
Yes.
And, I mean, we can't take the fact that it has been always his job to be out there, to be seen and everything. So are we saying that, hey, Joe, now you're from prison, do like a clue?
I don't do like a clue.
Like, imagine the family. Because
now look at the family.
When you open the TV.
You open the TV
and he's happy, he's smiling.
He's laughing. Yeah,
like people are cheating.
Exactly.
You ain't got like cheating.
Cannot stop it. That's not the case.
You are profiting. Ne? While someone's family was devastatingly destroyed by what you did. And now, not only do they have that sense, yes, vele, he's out of prison, but now they see you every day. Ba wana TV, ba wana the make G podcasting, they see you everywhere. And as a person who
it was a cost. I mean, when you mention it to people, see it on a TV, see you on podcast and everything. I mean, I remember after the podcast, there was a case against him. So it shows that there was that thing, this person.
You are living lying.
Exactly.
As if you didn't forget what you did. And I think in the same sense, Tabea Sean.
He's going to come back and...
There needs to be some sort of... But I don't think Sean can ever come back, eh? I think Jube and Sean are two different things. Jube is more... Yes, he's probably... He has that personality, show business. Sean, the only talent he had was soccer.
It's over.
Okay, maybe the... I don't know other talents.
We don't know at this point.
Yeah.
And he's still young, Jube.
He can maybe change things around, but he needs to.
He should have made a decision. We have e-hailing all over the country. Why? Yeah.
But then again, two things for me. It shows that he's a human after all. I'm not saying whatever he did, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Running away was wrong. But for the fact that he himself went to the police before even the police can say, hey, Joe, we are looking for someone like this,
yeah.
Before they could even write those statements. But he decided to go and say, I did something wrong and I need to be punished for it. I know we still have to wait for him to plead so that we can hear if he's remorseful or how. But for me, I like to applaud the decision to say, you know what, let me go and answer because I have a question to answer. Drinking and driving was the worst decision he decided to take. Adding substances, allegedly, because you can say, it's also far worse than drinking and driving.
Just mixing everything was just horrible. It was a horrible decision from his side. And
no, but then also the family, Yashon, wants to go and apologize.
Yeah, apparently they called the family just to...
And I like to believe that they are taking that decision after they called Ushon to say, hey, Joe, you did 1, 2, 3. And then he was like, yeah, I did it. So where are we going from here? No, we'll go and apologize.
Hey guys, honestly, Tabaya drinking and driving, I think as a country, I think we are allowed too much. And I think that needs to be controlled. And this thing of allowing and getting used to the idea that it's not something that's supposed to be normal. It's not normal for people to drink and drive. It's not supposed to be wrong. Normal. It is.
And I think
wrong.
As friends, we need to call out each other. Like, you can't. We
and
can't
also the police as well. What I've noticed is the police, even when people are drinking and driving, but at that, still they you give the person a bribe. Wow, later I was caught drinking and driving.
And with Sean, you have to understand two things that led to this thing. He was tired. He was drunk, probably. So it was early morning. That means he didn't sleep.
Mm.
So obviously, it's the same thing that the police have been saying. Oh, if you feel like you're tired, rest.
Mm.
If you are drunk, don't drive. Mm. Call someone who's sober and say, "Obo." So I think it's something that we can take away from this thing. Like, we learn as people and say, you know what? This is wrong.
Mara shone yena ya drongo. Shone yena isa ya drongo. Khanda ya drongo. Mara ra tla rekeng.
Your message is remanded until the 4th of February 2025 before court number 2 here in Tembisa. The reason for the remand, it is because there's still further investigations that the state has to do. There is outstanding footage, the video footage, post-mortem reports, as well as the JADH, which is a medical report, as well as statements to be obtained. With regard to your bail, the court makes an order that your bail be granted in a sum of 20,000 rands. And should you pay the said bail, note that you will be released from custody and you are ordered to appear before this court personally before court number 2 at 8:30 and remain present until you are excused by this court, and thereafter on such dates and times whenever the proceedings are adjourned. And you should note also that in terms of section 67 subsection 1 of the Criminal Procedure Act, once you are released on bail and you fail to appear before this court at the time that has been scheduled, note that there are consequences for such failure to appear in court. Note that when you fail to comply with the order that the court has made, your bail may be declared provisionally cancelled and the money be provisionally forfeited to the state, and the court may issue a warrant of your arrest. If you still do not appear, that can lead to the final forfeiture of your bail money. Note that it is an offense to fail to appear in court if committed, and these are the consequences that I've just explained. And the state fortunately did not request this court to impose any conditions of your release. Therefore, the court will only expect you to come back before court number 2 at 8:30 on the 4th of February, year 2025.
Anyway, guys, let's move on from the sad story, guys. So, Chidima again is trending in South Africa again, right? So, the Department of Home Affairs has come out to say basically that they are withdrawing, the department plans to withdraw Achidina and her mother's documents, basically citizenships, over the allegations of fraudulent citizen queer. Yeah, that word, that's a big word. And they have now referred the case to Hawks for investigation, right? So there's two processes that they were involved initially. So there was a civil process that Home Affairs had to do. So basically they were conducting an investigation within, and then obviously now they're giving it to Hawks for them to do the Patia fraud. Let's take a listen to our Minister of Home Affairs, Leon Schreiber, there speaking on the topic.
An ongoing investigation by Home Affairs has found prima facie indications of fraud committed by Chidima Adichina's mother. The Department of Home Affairs herewith provides an update on the ongoing investigation into the citizenship of Ms. Chidima Adichina, a contestant in the upcoming Miss SA event. The reason for the ongoing nature of the investigation is that its scope has broadened since the original request received from the organisers of Miss SA, based on the information uncovered by Home Affairs investigators thus far. The department nonetheless provides this update to the public based on that official request and consent. We will provide a final update once the investigation is concluded. Upon receiving the request for investigation, the department deployed every resource at its disposal to establish the truth. This has included archival research, visits to hospitals, and site visits to verify information. From the information we have uncovered thus far, the Department of Home Affairs can indicate that prima facie reasons exist to believe that fraud and identity theft may have been committed by the person recorded in Home Affairs records as Chidima Adichina's mother. Adichina herself could not have participated in the alleged unlawful actions of her mother, as she was an infant at the time when the activities took place in 2001. An innocent South African mother, whose identity may have been stolen as part of the alleged fraud, suffered as a result because she could not register her child. The department has broadened its investigation to identify and pursue any officials involved in the alleged scheme and is obtaining legal advice on the implications of the alleged fraudulent activity on Adichina's citizenship status. And finally, upon the completion of the investigation, Home Affairs intends to press criminal charges and convict all implicated parties.
So guys, I just have two problems. I think I only have one question out of all of this, right? I can see the case here, fraud for the mother, right? I can see the case of fraud for the mother. I don't understand the case of fraud, yeah, Chidima, right? And Hemen, before Untoma, I understand that yes, the citizenship, yes, it has to be revoked because obviously the process that she gained her citizenship was through fraudulent that her mother committed, alleged fraudulent that her mother committed. Sharp, that's fine. But why does she now have to undergo investigations of fraud as well?
She benefited from the proceedings of the crime,
but it's not like she knew that her mother.
But there was a question. She was supposed to say before she went to Nigeria. she had to ask her mom to say, "Mom, he has allegations. What do we do?"
True. No, Helen is telling the truth because she's an adult now.
Before she ran to Nigeria.
She should have.
But she didn't allow her minutes for rent. But so, okay, now there are actually many calls that for her to... Did she win Miss Nigeria? I think she won.
Yeah,
she won,
right?
She won. So there are many who are saying that that whole winning of her must be revoked.
No, speaking about Miss Wanda, I know it's not in our topic, but did you guys see where Miss Wanda is arrested also for drink and driving?
Oh,
no, it's just...
Amen. Let's focus. Please. So, okay, guys, going back to Uchidima
from Nigeria.
You didn't have to say that. But my thing is the investigations. I understand it, right? But my thing, I understand where you guys are coming from. Why did she should have asked her mom? My mom, the allegations are these. What are your thoughts? What if she did ask and then her mom was like, before your time.
She must have released a statement. Again, they are famous of doing that.
I get it, they love being in the open.
She should have given them that attention. She should have said, "Mom, you know what? They're saying we sell. You are a criminal." And then her mom will say, "No, I'm Danami. It's just a confusion that we didn't do this. Maybe it was Home Affairs fault. Tina, basically, and then they swapped your whatever."
Yeah.
And then she will release a statement to say, following the allegations, this is what our view is at this moment. But we will allow this. The last statement, I actually like it when accused criminals make it. To say, we'll let the law take its course. We'll let the law take its course.
Kevin, you are enjoying this. But I think now, so my thing is that, are they going to say Chidima must come back to South Africa?
She must be.
She must come back. Do we even have an extradition thing called Nigeria? I don't think we have any
extradition. We must be. She has a case to answer. And her mother, they have a case to answer, and I'm waiting for them to answer the case.
I'm waiting for them to answer the case.
The Home Affairs situation is very, very serious. It's very, very serious. We have people who are failing to hide their metrics because of this thing. We have people who are not getting their grant money because of this thing.
Yeah.
We have people who can't bury their loved ones because of this thing. So, yeah, we might take it light because it's happening to a prominent or whatever person you want to refer to. But the fact of the matter stays. There are people who are suffering because someone from another country decided to come to South Africa and do this crime. I mean, this week they have arrested fake Home Affairs in Durban, whereby people were married. What if you're married now? You're married to Obuko Banda. It's Obuko Nkini. What is
and then thank you so much, guys. Okay, guys, let's move on. So, guys, let's go to the taxis. Let's visit the taxi industry for a while, right? So the Limpopo Department of Transport, right? They're saying, okay, this comes after a document was circulating on social media that there were about 5 associations that signed that no employees will be transported by the Avanza. So they don't want Avanzas picking up employees or learners, go Limpopo, go Beggars Fort. Again, this comes after there were multiple videos circulating of e-taxi patrol car, I think was it on the highway, that kept blocking motorists and basically being adamant, or no, you can't come this side, come. There was a whole debacle about it. And again, this follows in the same week, and then Mpumalanga man, right, who was stopped and his car was taken and he was fined 2,000 rand just because he picked up someone who was hitchhiking. And this is all in the taxi and industry, guys. I think, guys, as much as I would like, and it's so funny because when I was speaking to the one tax association in Beggarsfort, he says that no, it's not, we're not doing anything illegal. He says they're not doing anything illegal. They're just saying that Avanzas, they don't have operating licenses. So what gives them a right to pick up people? Why gives them a right to operate as public transportations? And we'll just take a listen to that audio. But what I find was what was very funny, because when I asked him, no, did you speak to the municipality about it? Did you speak to the police about it? He goes, no, man, like, it will find us in the middle. We don't have to ask permission.
And it's, that's how they are.
That's how they are.
The taxi, they are regulated for your information. The taxi is regulated on a link to operating license. Operating license to a level you are allowed to operate and fetch commuters or passengers from point to point. That is why when I go to Avanza is not a regulated passenger carrier. Avanza is not a regulated passenger carrier. So what you are saying in the statement that is why we're not to that stage.
Oh, Mara, what about the run? So, like, I can pull
up. No. That's why we're telling you something that is their business. I don't want to lay city press. They do what they want. If city press is in a lane to another way, I go to Mushala. Each year, you could do something. It cannot go to SBC or in a good
And it's like, guys, so we must now watch. So if Mina want to pick up Unandi and help her to get to point A to point B,
I must have
2.5 in my pocket, or I must have an operating license.
No, yeah. That one robs me. Mpumalanga issue. So I was listening to some guy who was being interviewed on News Home Africa, I think yesterday or the day before. So this guy is saying, we're not saying don't give your friend or family lift. But we're saying when they hitchhike, wait there, get out of the car, look for us, patrollers, and come tell us to say, hey, chief, there's my girlfriend. I'm going to give her a lift.
I think what I also find funny is that the guy I was speaking to, he said this exact same thing. He's like, no, the hitchhikers as well. If me, and he gives an example by himself, he says, if me, Nane, I want to leave from Beggarsfort and go to Johannesburg, and you see me hitchhiking, and you're like, no, where are you going? And I'm like, and I tell you, I'm going to Johannesburg. He says, you must take me to the taxi rank and say, no, guys, there's a person here who wants to go to Johannesburg.
Wow.
So when you get to Patolas, you must say, hot man, That's my girlfriend. I'm not giving her a lift. I'm taking her from that spot to that spot. So please, Hotman, man,
don't
can,
me.
Can we please agree that my girlfriend is gonna hop in the car?
And I'm like, and it's what's funny is that when I was speaking to the police about this and I asked them like, what they wanna do? Is it legal? Do you know what the police say? The police says, "Hey, we will ingena when we see a criminal activity."
The but police are scared.
But then, let's be honest, Bafetu. Taxi association, taxi bosses have been running their own thing.
Mm.
They have been doing whatever they want. I mean, even with the laws of the road.
Yeah.
They just ban them.
Like, I mean, don't care.
We enjoy them when we are benefiting.
Yeah.
I mean, in the morning when I'm rushing to work and I see that he's going. I'm like, yeah, that's right. But then once I'm not benefiting, I'm in the other car and we see the traffic that thing causes, that's when we start to complain, to say, ah, but my kids, what are they doing?
Yeah. Mm.
So you see, in South Africa, we are very...
two-sided.
But also, also, I mean, the taxi drivers are bullies, guys. They're like, they are selfish bullies. Individuals.
It's... Say something. We have parents, we have families.
I'm sorry, Hendon, but...
But do I think I completely agree with Nandi. They are bullies. They are stubborn. They don't want to listen to anything. And this thing of them saying, no, we are a regulated industry. They are not regulated. Sharp, they may be regulated on paper, but in real life, they're not regulated.
They're not for the regulation.
They're not. And it's nonsense. Yeah. And for us to just... And it's continuously allowed. And for the police to just say, no, we will ingena when we see criminal activity, is just very, like, what do you mean?
It shows.
But then, the way this guy, who, I forgot his name, but spokesperson of Mpumalanga, the way he explained it to me makes sense.
Mm.
To say, okay, Unandi is from the patrol and you have your car.
Yeah.
And Unandi is disturbing you on the way, ne? Or he's making that, she's making that thing, okay? And then they take the law and they choose to arrest you.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the complainant? And then, okay, Nandi, we assume as police that Nandi was threatening you.
Yeah.
And then when we come to you and say, okay, Unandi, did she threaten you? And you're like, no, me and friend Nandi are friends and we're playing on the road. So there's no complainant.
No, but I think we can understand what happens in these cases. Yeah. I mean, that half the time the taxi people actually intimidate the people.
Allegedly.
We know it's something.
Where's the woman? We know it's something, guys. Where's the proof?
Guys, we know it's something. Buy
a car. Buy a car. We'll come back to this conversation after you bought a car. I'm saying buy a car and then we'll come back to this conversation.
Let's move on. Hemen, sharp. You're an advocate for taxis. Thank you so much. So, guys, the many parents, right, are not paying child support, with 70% failing to do so in the first 2 years after a court order. So, to address this issue, right, the Department of Justice and Social Justice Foundation are planning to blacklist parents with the credit bureau, right? This system will take time to implement, né? But it aims to basically share information about these parents who are not paying.
So about 2 weeks ago, né? One guy was fined because he was not paying child maintenance. So the way they fined him is funny. So they said, chief, what you have to do is that on Friday, when you knock off, you have to go to prison. And then on Monday at 6, we are releasing you. You go to work. Because basically, he argued that, hey, Joe, if I'm arrested, my businesses are going to suffer. So I won't be able to pay child maintenance. So
let's take you over the weekend.
Bye, okay. We can take you. We can special.
But that doesn't make sense, Hemen. How does that exactly help you not pay child maintenance?
So it means every weekend, every weekend. If you don't pay every weekend, when you are there, you're in prison.
So that money that you would have used to go and celebrate is not gonna celebrate.
Oh, so basically they are forcing him to save up money to pay out.
Exactly.
So I mean, I agree. I think it's okay. It's not the best solution, but I think if it works, it works. But at the same time, I think I agree with the court. They must just blacklist parents. If you're not gonna pay child support, then who said? Now here's my problem as well. Why do you have kids when you don't have money?
Exactly.
Why do you have kids when you don't have money? Right. Oh, not only that. Well, somebody needs child support. The court says pay child support. Pay the child support, but you have money to go do Hennessy.
True. Why am I going to So I was still laughing at my guy. So I'm thinking about it. I'll respond to you.
Mm.
Think about it, Joe. Here we are having a party on Friday at work, and you are telling us, well, my time is up. I have to go to
the cave.
I get you're not paying child support. You're not paying child support.
So yeah, it's understandable for those who have money who are not paying child support to be punished.
Mm.
It's understandable. Mm. But there are people who don't have money. I mean, we have 17 years who are fathers.
And you see, but I think that one
I'm not saying I'm advocating for it, but then
but I think
not everyone can manage to pay a
child maintenance
in Zulu.
Huh?
Can I in Zulu? What is child maintenance? Hi, man, there's a one word for it. I'll find it. The point is, when you have money, just pay.
Yes, that's my thing. But and I'm thinking it. When you look at the court, I don't think the court would force someone who earns 1.5
I think
to pay a drastic amount of child support. I don't think the court can take it into consideration. What in this sense? I think when they say 70%, they mean those who have the means but they do not pay child support.
Else, I think they sit down with you, man.
They look at all your
It's not like they're looking at everything.
And I was listening to a Metro FM, and this woman was like, "How do I go to court and show that my child? I need to prove that this man needs to pay child maintenance." And the lawyer was like, "They are. You have to prove the expenses that your child goes to your child, and then that man's." Whatever finances he's also will be looked at, and yours as well will be looked at as the woman.
Exactly.
So it's not only the man. They are looking at both the woman and the man, and they're gonna say, okay, well now you can maybe the woman you can take care of igrosari this way, and then maybe in terms of child maintenance, because I think some people say when people say child maintenance, they think no, indoda must pay for everything in regards to the child. That's not it. The court will look at what the man can pay at, and he will say, okay, maybe we're nane because you earn bigger than her, maybe we're not pay for medical aid, patala transport, and then that's child maintenance.
So I want to give you guys a scenario. I want you to answer. It's gonna be a quick one. We have the father, it's a businessman. Yes, he's getting, let's say, 50k per month.
Okay
sharp. The mother is unemployed.
Yeah.
Say, like, I see you, you're panda. And then this mother decides to take the child to most prestigious school. And then the father says, you have to decide. It's either we take this one out of here, Hamisa Super Theta Primary School, and then I can balance whatever I balance. Or Nyapuma. So who's wrong at that point?
I
think it's the mother.
Yeah.
Because you know you're not working.
First
and
of all,
like, I mean, prestigious schools, there are a lot of things that needs to be paid. So if Agalaleli, the guy has every right to say
he can't say aningin. listen to my thing. He can't say aningin. He can say, let's talk about it. I'm going to step back and give up.
No, that's the point.
Like, they made an agreement
We are talking.
Let's look at your example. A man is earning 50K, right?
Yeah.
The woman wants the child to go to let's say, a prestigious school, right?
Yeah.
So the guy, now available, and then I got someone, honestly, personally, listen, I understand you're saying he's not working, ne? But we can do a compromise. I don't say one, somewhere, yaori. I think, guys, let's not lie. I think, let's not pretend as if the super the quality education. I did not do quality education. Okay, they don't have proper desks. They don't have half the time. They are dilapidated. So, but
why did you make that child? It goes back to that. Like, why? Because you know what? You don't have money.
Yes, I'm not running, ne? That's my thing is that I'm gonna come back to, I think compromising at the end works. So if the matter like this goes to court, they're gonna look at everything else. They're gonna look at it entirely. Yes, they're gonna look at the fact that she doesn't work. And they're gonna say, Mama, well, now you can't exactly have the decision to say wana a good school. Yes, the father can do this, but I don't think the court can also say, let's look at Supatela.
But Quena.
Supatela.
Quena, let's leave court. Let's leave court. I want you to make a decision based on the information that you have at your disposal.
Yeah.
The information that you have is that this mother, she's not working. Ne? We are panda, we are sharp.
Yeah.
Ne? This guy makes 50K per month. Ne? And then it's January.
Yeah.
Ne? It's either we taking this learner to Supatela primary school or Anyizingeni, because I can afford nabantwana bami SIT and nabo nyabayenze.
Okay, fine, but if we're talking about these other kids, then sharp Supatela is the way. Supatela is the way. It's fine.
But either way, Gwen.
No, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of things. We can't just say, no, Mwanaya, Supatela. Supatela,
I want to be realistic.
Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review and subscribe for free on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us or follow us on all social media platforms at Sowetan Live. This podcast is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also have a listen to our other podcasts, Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Business Day Spotlight, Gogo Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again next week for more updates on the biggest stories from me, Gwena, and my colleagues, Amandi and Herman. Bye.
Bye.